Yo, hello, what's going on? Welcome to the Victory with Vaj podcast. Hope you're doing well. Happy Wednesday to you. So I want to start off this episode saying thank you so much for the support on the podcast. If you're listening to this right now, if you've ever listened to the podcast, I appreciate you. If you're a first-time listener, I appreciate you too. Hope you can stick around, check out the other episodes and upcoming episodes too. So today's podcast episode, I want to talk to you about things that are normal and that will happen during your fat loss journey, your weight loss journey. So if you're on a mission right now to lose body fat, and whether that's lose body fat and gain muscle and all that fun stuff, right? So if this is for people who are on a fat loss journey. These are things that are normal. These are things that are going to happen. And I got about six things I want to talk about. And I'm just going to go through each thing, all right, without further ado. So number one thing that will happen on your fat loss journey, motivation will come and go, and you're not always going to be motivated. And this is one of the biggest things, right? One of the common questions I get is, Vaj, how do you stay motivated? Vaj, I'm struggling with motivation. What do I do? Now, I'm going to say this right now. Motivation is BS. It really is. Like, no one's going to knock on your door and say, you know, it's time to go to the gym, right? No one's going to knock on your door and say, you know what, you know, let me check in and see if you're eating, you know, healthier meals and you know, you're mindful of your portions, all that stuff that you need to do, right? No one's going to do that, right? You're not going to be motivated. I promise. Like, I'm just being frank with you. Like, you're not going to wake up. Some days, maybe some days you'll have some more energy. Some days you'll feel well, you'll feel better, you'll feel motivated some days, maybe to hit the gym, to go on a walk, right? You're feeling good. Something came up, right? You're feeling good. You'll do it. But other times you're going to be like, wait, I don't want to do this at all, right? After a long day, I don't want to go on that walk. After a long day, I don't want to make the healthier choice. I want to just go get takeout. Oh my gosh, like, I'm stressed out, right? On your day off, like, I'm not motivated to prep my meals, even though I know that will help me reach my goals and stick to my healthy eating. You know, I'm gonna chill out and just not do it. I'm gonna come up with some sort of excuse. Now, you got to give yourself some grace, of course, but sometimes there are things that are in your control. Now, I'm not talking about things that are out of your control. You can't control those things, and let's not put your energy towards those things. But I am saying that on the days, on the times where you are in a bit of control, you know, utilizing that time is so important. So that's why I always say motivation comes and goes, right? More, for the most part, it goes. It doesn't stay. You can't rely on motivation. I'm gonna tell you this right now. If I waited on motivation to hit the gym, I would go to the gym a few times per month. Okay. If I waited on motivation to, you know, eat healthier meals and prep my meals and all these things, it's like, yes, I like doing these things. You know, it's become a habit, but sometimes I don't want to do that. Sometimes I don't want to prepare my meals ahead of time, but like, I know that I should, right? It's the right thing to do. Sometimes I don't want to go hit the gym, right? I'm tired. I'm, you know, maybe I've had a long day. Maybe I didn't get good sleep or whatever it may be, right? It doesn't matter, right? Like, it doesn't, the motivation, that doesn't matter, right? I should go and do something, right? Motivation is not going to help you get in that gym door. You have a home gym, you're going around on a walk around the block, whatever it may be. Motivation is not going to come and save you. Like, first, you got to take action. People think motivation comes from, you just get motivation. That's how you start off. No. Maybe right when you start off your journey, yeah, you'll have motivation, but it doesn't mean that that's just going to be sustainable. Like, you're going to just ride on that motivation all day long, all week and month and year long. That's not how it works, right? But as you keep going, as you keep building these habits, that's how you build up that discipline, right? And that's why you should rely on discipline and not motivation. Now, you know, there are going to be days, there are going to be times where you just, you know, aren't feeling it. But if you go to the gym or if you prep those healthy meals on the days where you're only feeling it, you're not going to reach your goals. You just aren't. Because unless you are motivated every single day, which I'm going to be honest with you, for most people I help out with, you know, help with, it's not the case. Okay. It's not common to be always motivated. It's going to disappear, right? Especially maybe there's a period of time where you're not seeing results. You're frustrated. You think you're going to be motivated then? No. But, right, it's that delayed gratification. You just got to keep going. Got to keep showing up. And as you keep showing up and doing the things you need to do, you will end up reaching those goals. All right? So that's the first thing. Motivation will come and go. You can't rely on it. Got to take action. Got to take action and build up that momentum. All right? Number two, your weight, you know, the second thing that is normal that's going to happen on your journey, your weight is going to fluctuate. Now, this is one of the most common things. If you step on the scale and it went up 3 pounds, you didn't gain 3 pounds of fat. Okay. Especially if you are a woman, you know, during your menstrual cycle, your hormones are, you know, kind of out of whack, right? And it's going to, that's going to dictate if you gain some water weight, hold on to some water weight, right? Okay, maybe you had some more carbs last night. You had some more salt, right? You haven't used the restroom yet. You know, you've been having irregular fiber intake. Whatever it may be, you had more water. Like, there's so many reasons. You know, poor sleep. I can go on and on. There's so many reasons why you would gain water weight and why your weight would fluctuate. And that's why I say take the average, the weekly average. So if you're weighing every day, you know, or maybe 5 days, right? Take that and divide it by, you know, take all those weigh-in data points and then divide it by however many times you weighed in and find your weekly average, right? If you're putting so much emotion into this scale, it's going to be a bad time, all right? So I would recommend, you know, simply viewing the scale. I know it's tough, right? I know it's tough, but the scale is simply data and trying to detach the emotions to it. That's probably going to be the best route to take because the scale is just a tool in your toolbox. I don't want you to just rely on the scale. I want you to take progress pictures, take measurements, all right? Because when you do this, if you don't do this, you're just going to rely on the scale. And when you step on the scale, excuse me, you step on the scale and you see a number, you don't like it, went up a few pounds, you might be freaking out, right? Maybe you just came back from going out of town or you went on a vacation. Like, your weight is going to go up. There's going to be times where you eat a bit more, right? It doesn't mean that you gain pounds of body fat. You would have to eat an insane number of calories to gain body fat. Okay, so I'm going to tell you right now, day to day, you're not putting on 3 pounds of fat. It's simply water weight, all right? And you shouldn't really try to do anything to get rid of your water weight. It'll just come settle back down once you get back to it. Or you could be hitting every single thing you need to be hitting. You can hit your diet. You can hit your nutrition goals. You can hit your workout goals, your step goals. You can do everything you need to do. Your sleep could be on point, all these things, right? But you could still hold on to water weight. And I know that's frustrating, but you know, or I hope you know now, that it's not actually body fat and it's important to stay the course, be mindful and keep going. All right. So, you know, just have that knowledge in the back of your mind. Just like, hey, you know, Vach told me this isn't, you know, I know it's a bit frustrating, right? You see a number you don't like, but remember, don't go with just one data point, right? Go, you know, take that weekly average, right? And, you know, it's water weight. It happens to everyone. Okay. And it's going to constantly fluctuate. It's totally normal. And if you went up a few pounds, maybe over the weekend, it's not fat. Maybe you had more salt, you had more food in general. All right. So that's point number two. Your weight is going to fluctuate. Number three, you're not going to be full all the time. Like, I know this one's like, what? You're not going to be full? Yeah. If you're in a calorie deficit, if your goal is to lose body fat, you're just not going to be like super full, right? Now, I know it's kind of nuanced and there could be different ways to kind of achieve that fullness. But what I am saying is that I'm not saying you should be really, really hungry. And I'm not saying that you should be stuffed, right? You're probably not in a calorie deficit if you're like stuffed. Like if you are like so incredibly full, you're probably eating too much. And this, of course, there's different circumstances and it depends. But for the most part, for what I've seen, like if somebody is really full, if you're really, really full when you're in a dieting phase, when you're trying to lose body fat, you might be underestimating how many calories you're eating. And it's normal to be a little bit hungry. I want to say this right now. A little bit of hunger is not an emergency. I don't want you to be skipping meals. I don't want you to be ignoring hunger cues. No way. What I am saying is, sometimes letting that hunger sit just for a little bit, right? Like you, there's a little bit, you know, a little bit of slight hunger. You know, if you feel you're hungry, you know, your stomach kind of growling, making funny sounds, you're like, okay, time to eat. You know, let's eat something, because the last thing I want you to do is ignore your hunger cues. And I don't want you to do that, because I used to do that. And a lot of our clients used to do that in the past. And it's not the way to go about it, right? If you ignore your hunger cues, you know, you're going to end up being way more hungry, right? And that could end up being overeating or binge eating at night. And I don't want that to happen to you. Okay. So just make note of that. It's totally normal. You're going to be hungry at times. You are. But there's a way to combat that, right? Like eating more protein, eating foods like fruits and veggies that are lower in calories that you can eat more of, right? Having balanced meals, not snacking as much, right? Nothing inherently wrong with snacking, but I do find that snacking for fat loss, like if you got a limited amount of calories to play with, it's going to be tough, right? Because a lot of snacks aren't very filling. That's kind of what a snack is, right? A snack is going to be something quick, something, you know, of course you can make snacks more nutritious, more filling. That's awesome. But snacks aren't going to be everything, right? Like snacks should not be the main focus of your day, right? I want you to focus on those meals, focus on those protein, the fiber, some healthy fats in there, some carbs, like get a nice balanced meal going. That way you don't have to be super hungry, right? And I'm not saying you should be really hungry like all the time. No, you shouldn't. That means you're not eating enough if you're like starving, okay? But I am saying is you're probably not going to be like, oh, I'm so full, like you just left a buffet or something, right? You're not going to hit that. And if you do, if you slip up, you know, you eat a bit more than you want to, like, hey, it's okay, you know, just get back to it. But it's just something to be mindful of. And it's something that I guess I don't hear as often, but like, yeah, you're just not. Like you, it's a reality. You're not, especially if you're somebody who likes to eat, you're somebody who, how would I say this? Someone who can eat more, right? Like me personally, dude, like when I am on a fat loss phase, like I'm not going to be super full, and I'm just going to accept that, because me personally, I can eat a lot of food, but like, that's a story for another day. Okay. So that's number three. You're going to be hungry sometimes, but Don't ignore it. Accept it and be like, you know what? I'm going to eat something when I'm hungry. Okay. I'm going to eat something filling. Another thing that's going to happen when you, on your fat loss journey, normal, this is normal. Number four, you're going to slip up. Like there's going to be days where you eat more than you plan to. There's going to be weekends where you go to events and you eat more than you originally planned to, right? There's going to be times where you go out for drinks and those drinks ended up turning, you know, you go out and get some pizza and, you know, you ate more. And look, you're going to slip up. And I'm not saying what if, I'm saying when. You know, when you slip up, the best thing to do is to get right back on track, right? And I'm going to say this, like, you're a human being. You're not going to be perfect, no matter how much you're going to be perfect. And if you're listening to this, if you're a busy professional, if you're a mom, if you're a dad, if you're someone who has a lot of stuff going on, like you got to give yourself some grace, right? Even if you're not those things, you know, if you don't fit that criteria, you still got to give yourself some grace. Like I slipped up a bunch on my journey. I'm still here. I'm still fighting. I'm still here. You know, I'm still here showing up, but you know, it's tough, right? It could be tough. You could feel like, oh, I just messed up everything. I just lost all my progress. No, you didn't, right? Like I said before, a couple of minutes back, you would have to eat an insane amount of food to mess up, you know, your progress. But even if you did eat a crazy amount of food, like, what are you going to do about it? It's in the past. I'll tell you this right now, dwelling on it and beating yourself up is going to make you feel like crap. So don't do that. It's never the answer to beat yourself up. It's never the answer. I don't want you to start skipping meals. I don't want you to start fasting the next day. I don't want you to be doing anything crazy. All right. I want you to get back to your normal routine. All right. Get back to your normal exercise routine, your normal eating routine, your normal routine for everything. Okay. One day it's a drop in the bucket. You didn't ruin all your progress. How you could ruin your progress is by letting that day turn into a week, that week turn into a month, all those things. Right. But as the great Jordan Syed says, you're always one meal away from getting back on track. All right. One meal away. You're going to slip up sometimes. You're going to eat more than you plan to, right? You know, whatever it may be, like, it's going to happen, right? Maybe you missed a workout for a few days or a week. You're like, oh my gosh, I'm done. I can't do this. No, you know, yeah, it's not ideal, but like, what are you going to do about it, right? You just keep showing up. You know, you don't fail. You don't fail when you slip up. You fail if you quit your journey altogether, all right? So that's another thing. You know, you're going to slip up, and that's totally normal, but it's how you react that it really, really matters, okay? Number five, your patience will be tested. Oh, this is a big one here. So, you probably want to see life-changing results super quickly, right? But that's not going to happen. You want to lose all the weight overnight. You want to lose 10 kgs, 20 kgs, 40 pounds, 50 pounds. Oh, I'm going to lose it right now. I want to lose it before summer. I want to lose it in 3 months. It's like, you know, this stuff takes time, right? And I'll say this right now. Average rate of fat loss, like a legit, like a sustainable route, is like a 0.5, 1 pound, 1.5. Now, if somebody is an individual, if you're, you know, with higher body fat percentage, right? If they do fall maybe into that obese range, it is possible to lose more body fat every week. But if you are someone who doesn't have a lot of body fat, but has some body fat, right? Then, you know, you can expect roughly 0.5, 1 pound, 1.5, give or take, per week. And that's like amazing progress. Like, I know that it's been ingrained in us that we should lose 3, 4, 5, 12 pounds a week. Like, the magazines, the media, the social media, all these things say that. That's not the case, okay? You don't need to be losing 2, 3, 4 pounds a week. And if you're doing that, you're probably not eating enough. That's a quick fix. That's a shortcut. That's not going to teach you anything. And people who, especially if you're a beginner, if somebody is super advanced and they have a good relationship with food, and if that's a totally different subject, that's not even what I'm talking about, right? And then the people I help usually are beginners or intermediates who want to stop yo-yo dieting and finally get away from that all or nothing mindset. So I'm going to stick to that. Now, I would never recommend for a beginner to do that. I want a beginner to, you know, you can focus on weight loss, right? But remember this, like, you didn't gain all your weight overnight. So why are you expecting to lose it all overnight? Your patience is going to be tested on your fat loss journey. You think it's going to take 8 weeks. It might take 16, right? Of course, with some diet breaks in between, right? Not just 16 straight weeks of a deficit. But what I will say is, you think it's going to take 4 weeks, 6 weeks, like, okay, you're going to do a quick little 4 week thing. No, right? Stop trying to rush this. I want you to set the time aside. I want you to actually say to yourself, hey, I'm going to give myself these 3-4 months. I'm going to give myself these 6 months with some breaks in between. I'm going to set this time aside. I'm going to be accepting that this stuff takes time, right? Like, your patience is going to be tested, and it's that delayed gratification, like we talk about. You could be going for a few weeks, for a month, and you're like, I'm not seeing any progress. You take some progress pictures and boom, right? You're seeing progress. Like, if you step on the scale and you're just focusing on weight loss every single day, like, stop thinking so much day to day, right? Of course, take it one day at a time. But like, if you're focusing just day to day, like, you got to zoom out sometimes. Sometimes you got to zoom in. Sometimes you got to zoom out, right? And when you feel like you're not making a bunch of progress, just remember, like, you're not supposed to make life-changing progress super quickly. That's not how it works. And that's probably why people struggle with, no, not probably, that is the reason why people struggle with that all or nothing mindset, yo-yo dieting. They always do, when it comes to losing body fat, they do the quick way, the easy, you know, not easy, but the shortcut way, right? And that's just not the way to go about it. Like, the all or nothing mindset, the yo-yo dieting, like, gaining and losing and regaining the same 20, 30 pounds, you got to accept that this is a lifestyle change. Like, what's the rush, right? I understand you have an event or something, a wedding or a cruise. Like, okay, I get that. But like, give yourself enough time. Don't say to yourself, hey, I got a wedding coming up in a month. No, that's not enough time, right? And you're not going to make big changes in a month, especially if you want to do it a sustainable way. All right. So that's number five. Your patience will be tested. Number six here, you will feel like giving up. Just like your patience will be tested, your determination will be tested, okay? There are going to be times where you ask yourself, what's the point of this? Why am I doing this? This is really difficult. I'm not good at this, right? There are going to be times where your language is, and like I always talk about, your language is so important. The positive self-talk is crucial on this journey. If you talk to yourself like, I'm not someone who's fit. I'm not someone who can be fit. I'm not someone who exercises. I'm not someone who eats healthy. Like, I can't do this stuff. Like, if you have that woe is me mentality, what's going to happen is you're going to believe it. You're going to believe it. You're going to be like, hey, maybe I am someone who can't do this. Like, I'm just, it's not in it for me, right? But really ask yourself, like, hey, if you want to make your future self proud, you need to keep moving forward. Like, you have two options, right? You fall down and say, you know what, this isn't for me, I can't do this, right? My genetics or my family, we've always been people who, you know, have been struggling with this. No, right? Like, think about it. Do you want to get there? How bad do you want to get there, right? Now, I'm not trying to be that guy who's like, how bad do you want it, you know? But like, really, ask yourself. It's like defeating yo-yo dieting, defeating this all-or-nothing mentality, being somebody who isn't so focused on food. Like, you can do this, right? I was someone who was so focused on food all the time, so focused. I would go to bed, would be eating dinner with my family, and I would literally ask, hey, what's for breakfast? Like, that is how food-focused I was. Right now, I still love food. Like, don't get me wrong, I love food, but food is not the biggest part of my life anymore. It's not. And it used to be. It used to be the only thing I would look forward to. But now I have so many actual things to look forward to. And it's just like, food is a big part of life. Like, it is, right? You got to eat, right? A few meals per day. But it shouldn't be something that is just always in the front of your mind. And if it is right now, you can get to a place where food is not in the front of your mind all the time. You just got to keep showing up, right? There's going to be times where you feel defeated. There's going to be times where you feel like you can't do this. Like, what's the point of this? Why am I even doing this, right? I want you to know you can do hard things. You're capable of amazing things. And sometimes it just takes the right approach, right? Sometimes it takes being in the right mindset and also your language, right? I want you to be, you know, have the identity, right? Like James Clear talks about in Atomic Habits, the book. It's a great book. Identity, right? What's your identity? If you're someone who wants to be fit, okay, you know, take some actionable steps. I'm going to be someone, you know, say to yourself in the mirror, say to yourself, like, I am someone who can do this. I am someone who goes around the block for a walk, right? I am someone who goes to the gym. I am someone who can lift weights. I am someone who can, you know, eat healthier options, right? Talk to yourself, you know, be, you know, make sure that you are obviously giving yourself some grace, like I always talk about, but also be straight up with yourself. Be honest with yourself. If you're lying to yourself and, hey, you haven't been filling out your food log, hey, you haven't been the absolute best with your consistency calendar or whatever it may be, right? Like, really sit down and be honest with yourself. Are you giving it what you can give? I'm not saying to make fitness your entire life. I'm not saying that. I want fitness to fit your lifestyle. But really ask yourself, like, are you prioritizing it? Is this something that you're prioritizing? These fitness goals, okay? I want you to ask yourself that today. So at the end of the day, fat loss journey, fitness, it's going to test you, okay? These things are totally normal when you're on your fat loss journey. They're not going to, I don't mean to say these things to discourage you. I just want to be straight up with you, okay? These things are normal. These things happen on my fat loss journey. These things happen on other people's fat loss journeys, on clients' journeys, okay? You know, you're going to learn how to navigate these things as time goes by, okay? You are. You're going to build up these healthy habits. I appreciate you so much, as always, for listening to this episode. I guess it's been about 24 minutes now of your boy rambling. I appreciate you. Also, just an announcement. I don't think I talked about it on the podcast, but we are taking on some more clients for our one-on-one coaching program, Conquer 90. If you want to end yo-yo dieting, if you want to have some guidance and assistance and accountability on your journey, to know the right things to do, hit me up on Instagram, or you can send me a voice, email here. You can email me actually, Vach at gerskyfitness.com. You can email me and we can keep in touch, or just Instagram me, Instagram message me on Instagram, of course. Vach Shakarian, VatShakarian. If you type Vach, maybe I'll pop up. And if you're listening to this, maybe you've already followed me. Okay, so enough rambling. I appreciate you. You got this. You can do anything you set your mind to. And yo, keep going. All right.